Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Alan Kwan from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask for private donation. May I speak with James?
Yeah, this is James.
Hi, James. James, you're still living in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And, James, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
We could use some major improvements.
Okay. So you feel it's on the wrong track?
I wouldn't say the wrong track, but we could use some major improvements.
Okay. The answers that I have here is right direction, wrong track, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear? Do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
Yeah, that's fine. I know where I live.
Okay, thank you. Great. And now, what year were you born, James? Just a year.
Year? 1980.
Yes. 1980?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, all of us are.
Okay, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use a number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. More good paying jobs, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. Better streets and road maintenance, 1 to 5.
3.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, 1 to 5.
1.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options, 1 to 5.
1.
Thank you. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. Okay, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
That's a mixed question, because you said in the trades, but then you also said customer service, and those are two different things.
It says trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants. It's about, like, you know, they're trying to see if they have too many, too few, or about the right amount of people working in this kind of work, trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Lavin.
Then I would say there's more than enough of those ones.
Okay. Too many.
Too many.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too many.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of that kind of businesses in Lavin. Doctors, offices, and hospitals, yes or no?
More.
Yes?
Yes, more.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
Definitely no.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in of in Lavin? In your own words, what is it that you want to see?
None. None whatsoever.
You don't want to see no more? Okay.
No, we don't need any more business. There's plenty of there's plenty of consumer bullshit.
Okay. Okay, thank you. None, no more business. Okay, and now switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Lavin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Very big.
Thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of houses in Lavin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Fairly big.
Thank you. And I'm still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavin. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly, thank you. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
9 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal, repurpose or replace parking lot with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Favor.
Favor strongly or somewhat?
Favor strongly.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or oppose?
You said apartment buildings?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose or favor? Favor or oppose?
That's a mixed question, so let's say favor moderately.
Okay, somewhat.
Somewhat
favor, right? Okay.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Favor or oppose?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Support strongly.
Okay, thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Okay, finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I have an associate.
Associate, okay, thank you. And what is the annual household income just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 75 to 100. Thank you. And finally, secret for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? James, correct?
James.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a great night. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.